I could never work there. I could never work there.
We'd be broke.
We'd be broke. We'd be absolutely broke. Special Veterans Day edition of Rosie on the House, broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford.
Even things you don't realize you need, like a 1913 limousine coach.
Yes, I could use that. That would look good.
I could use a Tom car.
That would look, yeah, Jennifer and her Tom car infatuation. But I tell you what, that's why Jennifer made me give up my real estate license, because every time I got called out to go list a house, I'd say, oh, you know, I could do some stuff with this house, and, you know, we could do this, and we could do that.
I'll make an offer on that.
I think I'm going to make an offer on this house. And I've never seen a piece of Arizona dirt that I didn't love. I mean, if I had the money, we bought the dirt. I mean, it was horrible. So she made me get out of real estate. Because we weren't making any money. We were spending ourselves into the poorhouse. But, boy, we sure had a lot of stuff. And I couldn't work at Sanderson Ford. I've never seen a Ford Mustang.
You'd be a good salesman, though.
I've never seen...
I live in a Mustang down by the river.
Romy, look at this Roush Red Monster right here, parked right in front of us. We're broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford. Absolutely beautiful. Now, they've got all the other ones, too. They've got the Fiestas and the Focuses and the Fusions and the Explorers and the Flexes and the F-150, 250, 54, 50. But, you know, I've been in pickup trucks my whole life. I think it's about time for a convertible Roush GT 350 500 California Edition Shelby. I want everything on it.
Well, it's just going to be you and me pretty soon, babe.
That's right.
It's not a midlife crisis. It takes to your midlife to be able to afford one. Right?
This is true. I'd be able to use a two-seater.
Hey, do we need to get back to Dave and on my soapbox here?
We'll get there in just a minute, but
great.
We're going to bring
in
Esme Avia of Water Use It Wisely. We're in a wonderful opportunity to visit with her today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do you have for us today as it relates to saving water?
Oh, but as it relates to saving water, let me tell you about this great new exciting celebration that we have on Water Use It Wisely. We've just launched an exciting Celebrate Arizona Water photo contest where you just send in your favorite photo celebrating water in Arizona. And all you need to do is visit waterusewisely.com and submit an original photo for a chance to win $500 gift card to a local nursery.
Now,
with that... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to give listeners a tip. If they have not yet been to the website and looked through the photos, don't do it. Go ahead and take your picture and submit it. Because if you go on and look at those pictures right now, you think, man, I ain't never going to win that. There's some gorgeous waterway pictures at Water Use It Wisely website. But I tell you what, for $500, take that picture. You go into a local nursery and buy your plants. Man, that'll take you a long way in your yard, $500 nursery gift certificate.
It will.
Right. You can also visit the website and get lots of indoor and outdoor water tips. We have over 100 tips that you can use outdoors and indoors to help you save water.
Now, for somebody that may be new to the Valley or new to the program or not familiar with Water Use It Wisely, tell us about the history of this great program.
Water Use It Wisely began back in 1999. It's basically a regional campaign that water providers set together and decided, hey, you know, we conducted a survey, and most homeowners said, don't tell us to save water, show us how. So with this campaign, we're showing all our residents, this is how you can save water with a screwdriver. You know, check your little tips. There's photo tips on there that use like a screwdriver to say, okay, after you water, check to see how deep you watered, and maybe you watered too much. If, you know, especially like grass, you want to just water to a depth of maybe 6 inches, and then if you water too much, you know, your screwdriver is going to go further than that, and you'll be able to tell. You know, small little things like that can help. You save water around your home.
And in addition to that, the publications that you'll have, people can take home and use for manuals around their house.
Yes, they're all free. They're all free. They're on our website, and as well as all the water providers have copies of those booklets that are free to all the residents, anyone that would like to. Either we have one that's called Landscaping Watering by the Numbers, which helps you to figure out how, when, and how often to water. And it's a little step-by-step booklet that kind of tells you, you know, this is how we water in the desert, in our desert environment.
Outstanding. Well, Esme Avia, we appreciate your time with us this morning. It's wateruseitwisely.com. And right on front and center, it says water contest. And then you just take a picture. And, I mean, you could scroll through there. There's some incredible rural pictures, waterfalls.
I can think of some beautiful places you could go to Arizona to get that shot.
There's some just basic people of around urban lakes that are doing some fishing or captured an animal right there. The one that just popped up is the Prescott Lakes at the Dells and Granite Mountain Lake. Just some gorgeous pictures of a puppy dog behind a river. It's a great, it's all over. So it doesn't have to be rural. It doesn't have to be urban. It just has to be a picture of water in Arizona.
You know what? My favorite body of water in Arizona is gone. It's not there anymore. Remember Halsey Lake, buddy? At the base of Escadilla Peak on the way up to Terry Flat. After the Wallow Fire, the dam washed out and they haven't restored it. There's no Halsey Lake anymore. It was absolutely one of my favorite little fishing spots. And you remember what lake it was because that was the place we all went as a family and William backed the truck up into that tree. Remember that? That was Halsey Lake.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.